graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
The time has come.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the moment has arrived.
I give you...
It's time for Riled Up. Your chance to let it all out. If you're riled up, call 610-771-9751 and leave a message. Riled Up is brought to you by Riley Sales. Are you riled up? Cool down with a Duquesne AC from Riley Sales. They supply the HVAC pros who will get the job done right.
This program is rated adults only. It contains language that may offend some people.
Some may find the following disturbing. Discretion is advised.
This is Riled Up. Now here are Harry Mays and Jason Martinez.
It is time for Riled Up, the final hour of the midday program. We do it every day. You leave the messages on the specially created voice line. We play them back. And we also take live Riled Up calls at 610-632-0975.
Yes, and it's a good thing that I'm sitting in the nice confines of the Mikey Mist chair because I got the armrests out, right?
Yeah.
In place because I'm just going to kick back and enjoy it.
I'm going to be like Tony Montana at the end of Scarface.
Yes.
When he's at the top of the balcony just taking shots. Oh, you want to play rough? Oh, okay. I'm still standing. I got the crosshairs on me. But you know what? Bring it on.
Yes.
Live Riled Up calls at 610-632-0975.
I am your wingman.
Yeah. With a grenade.
Exactly.
You're ready
right.
to toss it on me.
Yes.
Here, can you hold this?
Hey, he's over there.
Yeah. You got the grenade. You pull the pin.
Yeah.
Hold this for me. And you sprint out of the room with your bad ankle, trying to avoid an acorn.
Whoa.
Let's see what we got today.
Jason, I got a hot tape for you. Try to play it off like, oh, I had a prior commitment with Harry and the old lady and his wife, and you don't want to go to Drew's wedding? Please, man, stop trying to play the people. You didn't get invited. You wasn't one of the teammates. So stop trying to play the people. That's a hot take for you.
Boy,
there you go.
Boy, you're a Inspector Clouseau over there. You really cracked the case on
well,
that.
Well, talk
one.
About Inspector Clouseau. You thought it was Allentown, Pennsylvania. It was Allentown, New Jersey. You didn't even know.
Yeah, but does that dude realize that the whole thing, me going to the wedding, was actually just, we were goofing?
Yeah, I think he does.
I was never going to his wedding. I wasn't expected to be invited to his wedding.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not his friend. Gee, that's called radio shtick. So
good shtick.
Good job, Inspector Clouseau. You really cracked the case.
We don't do shtick.
We don't do shtick?
Not on this show.
Oh, I better get out of here then.
Yeah.
Andrew! Thank you for going out to Lithuania for me. I appreciate you doing that work out there for me. I look forward to your whole report on the NHL ratings. Although, luckily, you know,
kiss
maybe luckily you found something. Most likely not. I have yet to find anything yet. Still doing hard work, and I can't wait to hear your report, man. All right, get back to me, bud.
Yes. That guy, that theme has been going on now
good.
For a couple months, and he keeps sort of reinventing it.
Yeah, he went worldwide with a search of the NHL ratings.
Right.
Now, did you bring over the NHL ratings metal detector over to Lithuania and comb the beaches?
There's nothing.
Yeah.
Flatline the whole time.
So it never beeped?
Oh, man.
That's ridiculous.
That's an outrage.
Well, I think the KHL's big over there.
Is that right?
Yeah.
The Continental Hockey League, Harry?
Yeah.
No, just like Lithuania, nobody cares about hockey.
Is that right?
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, it's all hoops all the time.
Damn right it is.
But that Lithuanian hockey team's no good? They might need to get a new GM. Maybe get Hexy over there.
I don't think they have a team, to be honest.
Let's take a live Riled Up call, Harry. Checking in from Virginia Beach on the live line is Steven. He's riled up on the Fanatic. What's up, Steven?
Fellas, what's up, guys?
What's up?
Look, I'm just going to go at it real hard right now. Howie Roseman, please clone yourself and knock some sense into the executive front offices of our Philadelphia 76ers and our Philadelphia Phillies. If you have a chance to get players like Manny Machado and Kawhi Leonard, if the names are not Simmons, Embiid, Herrera, or Kingery, get rid of them. They have to go. I'm tired of being mediocre in those two sports right now. I want to go back to winning again. Let's go get the guys we need to win. They will re-sign. Show them that we're about winning. This is why the King didn't want to come here. You have to be an aggressive franchise. Let's go get the guys we need and show them that Philly really is where it is. All right.
See you guys soon. That's a good riled up rant, Harry. Clone Howie Roseman
and
have him go over there and knock some heads around. Now, the sports are different, and the way you operate is completely different in the NFL than the NBA and Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
And baseball in particular has no salary cap.
No.
But you need to see some action. Howie's an action man.
Yeah, he is. He is. He always kind of goes for the bold move. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he doesn't. Like, he doesn't go. He's not a little sleeper pick.
No,
under the radar move guy. He's always a guy that grabs the headlines. It goes for it.
Yeah, but I'm looking here. Andrew assembled some of the trade proposals or alleged trade proposals for Manny Machado right now at the deadline. There's a couple of teams that are offering. Not much of anything great.
Yeah. Well, so, they're at a disadvantage because he's at the end of his contract.
Yeah, I know. I mean, still, they want to get some. I mean, you know, you got to give up something.
Yeah. For a push.
Yeah.
To get a player of that magnitude to help push you over the top.
Because he's
going to
help
Series.
You push you this year for the 2 months, and then it gives you a leg up to try to sign him in the offseason.
Yeah, some of these teams that make proposals that don't even have delusions that they're going to sign him in the offseason because they can't commit to a 10-year contract
right.
or whatever.
Yeah.
$400 million, which he may command.
Right.
But they just want to use him for the remainder of his contract this year to get a title.
The Milwaukee Brewers aren't doing that.
No. That's not an option for them. You're absolutely right.
So, we got Aaron Nola, ace pitcher, starting all-star game. We have Rhys Hoskins playing the home run derby. This is awesome. I love it. Starting to come together, Pepper. Starting to come together.
All right.
Okay.
That's a major league reference there.
Yeah. Love major league, by the way. Somebody just tweeted us the latest odds via Oddshark. Kevin Rashidi put these out. Eagles, Ryan Field on Twitter alerted us to these. Mm-hmm. These are the updated odds, Harry, on which team Kawhi Leonard will be on next season. The Spurs and the Raptors are at plus 200.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that the Raptors had entered the fray.
Yeah.
And there's some talk that DeMar DeRozan would be involved in maybe a three-way deal.
Package.
And he ends up in L.A. or something. There's all kinds of stuff going. And all that is you know, his agent's trying to create more of a market.
Yeah, get more teams involved.
Get more teams involved.
Certainly. The next best odds are the Lakers at plus 500, then the Clippers at plus 600, then the Sixers and the Celtics at plus 800. So if you were to read by these odds, and I'm not going to, but the Sixers' chances look like they're like withering on the vine here a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Well, let's see what's next.
Hey, Jason. WTF, dude. The partner's here, man. Let's just say there are factors you might not be aware of, okay? The optics are important here. Not helping. Dude, foot and mouth. Just want to be out of this Bentley.
Oh, he changed it to Bentley instead of building.
Yeah.
I like that.
He's driving around in the Bentley.
Just want to be out of this Bentley.
Usually he's in the helicopter. He's not in a car very often.
Yeah, but when he's in a car, he's in a Bentley.
Is that what he's driving,
you think?
I took him as more like a VW bus guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like what do you think? He's with Pierre Robert?
I think he's
with driving Minerva too around.
I mean, I expect he gets in the car and like falls out of it like Spicoli fell out of the car in Fast Times.
At the Steely Dan Doobie Brothers concert last night.
He gets in the car.
Yeah.
As soon as he turns it on, the music kicks in.
I just want to be out of this building.
I got to get out of this VW.
Yeah.
I mean,
where's the bong sound?
I don't know if we had.
Where
it may
is
have been
it?
Deleted
did
too.
Did that
Eric.
Get deleted too?
Oh, jeez.
Is that mid show?
Everything's disappearing.
You can't take my bong mid show.
There it is.
Oh, thank you.
There it is.
Andrew to the rescue.
Live riled up call. Steve's riled up on the Fanatic. How you doing, Steve?
You know why I'm riled up? Because my friend, we'll call him Brian M., loses a bet to me, but his fiance won't let him pay me because they got a wedding coming up. I bet he sits down the beam too. That's a violation.
That's ridiculous. How does the fiance get involved with the guy paying his bets?
Well, this guy's weak too. You don't even let the fiance know.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's my point.
Jeez. That's involving too many people in a man-on-man situation.
Well, that's not a man-on-man situation. That's a man-on-something-else situation.
Yeah, well, they got
one
an issue.
One guy there is a man, and he's owed money.
Yeah, and he needs to get paid.
Right.
And the guy who is getting married or whatever needs to say that.
Yeah.
I'm a man. I stand by my word.
Right.
I made a bet. I lost. I pay.
I pay it.
Because there's nothing. You're already going to take my koyuns when we get married, apparently.
Well, that's going to happen without a doubt in that situation.
Yeah, and he's already. Well, it appears that she's already got him.
Well, yeah.
Before the marriage.
They're on the mantle.
Yeah.
He's now. He'll be the cover boy of a masculated male magazine coming out in the September issue.
There's like a stuffed head above the mantle, and it's his koyuns.
There you go.
You guys want a hot take? I guarantee you the Flyers win the Stanley Cup before the Sixers win an NBA championship.
Oh, my God!
What? He's guaranteeing
it? Yeah, I heard it.
Okay.
Yeah, I heard it.
And you find it shocking?
Yes.
Well, first and foremost, it's easier to win in the NHL as like a 8 or 7 seed than it is in the NBA. Do we agree on that?
Okay.
It's not that much of a hot take. It actually could end up happening if the Flyers, from a front office standpoint, do the right things. Because the Sixers are at least 2 years away, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
Do we agree on that? You don't even want to entertain the thought.
No, I don't. It's preposterous.
All right, so grab that ball over there and just go home.
It's just
all right. Will you and that Mikey Miss chair out of here?
It just is. I know. You kind of get more of a clear view.
It was preposterous last year that Vegas got to the final, too.
I think you get more of a clear view of hockey when you sit in this chair.
As it gives you some clarity.
Okay. Yes.
Well, take your clarity.
And some Claritin.
Take that, too. Uh-huh. All right? Let's take a live call, Harry. Let's go to Austin, is on the live line. What's up, Austin?
Jason is so worried about Reese Hoskins hitting the home run derby because he's going to get tired. Let's not forget last year when he stopped the whole show. So now G was in the All-Star game. Let's not forget about that one.
I didn't make a big deal. First of all, Austin, I didn't make a big deal about Reese Hoskins.
You heard the breaking news sounder.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No. That when G made the All-Star game, you hit the breaking news.
Yeah, it was a joke.
Yeah.
First of all, Austin. Yeah. And second of all, I didn't make a big deal about Reese Hoskins. It was a fleeting mention at the beginning of the program.
We put our research team on that.
Yeah.
Have we gotten any results on the effects of the home run derby on the hitters?
Well, let's
in
get
the second half of the season.
Dylan, get on that microphone. Put Andrew's little headphones on and tell me what the findings were.
Well, the D train, I got you. He found out that players who compete in the home run derby, their OPS drops about 40 points.
Okay.
The second half of the season.
Okay. Every one of them, or like
on average. Wow. All the home run derbies combined.
Okay. Yeah, and the guys you got to look at are the ones that really go deep into the home run derby.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they're just up there gripping and ripping as hard as they can.
Yeah, I think he's like the last guy, isn't he?
Is he?
As far as
the
yeah, in the rankings, so to speak. I think they rank these guys. Maybe he'll be out early.
Yeah, well, maybe. And you never know. The home run derbies, like you catch a rhythm and you get in sync with your, the guy pitching to you.
It's down in Nationals Park, isn't it?
Is that where it is this year in Washington?
In Washington. So he's got familiarity with that yard.
Yeah, maybe he can do some damage.
Yeah.
We'll see. It is cool, though, that he's doing it.
Yeah.
That a Phillies player's in that mix.
I'll watch it now.
Yeah, for at least him batting.
Yeah.
Is Berman still doing the call on that?
They brought him back.
They brought him back last year.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, they did.
When is this over with him?
I'm telling you, man. If I'm him,
when is this over?
They wouldn't get me out of Hawaii to do anything but play in the Pebble Beach Pro-Am. That's it. Okay? He lives in Hawaii, man. What are you coming back to do the All-Star game for?
Yeah.
Don't you have enough of yourself?
Haven't you had enough, too?
Yeah.
You're right about that.
When you're using the bathroom and it has that lock that says occupied or vacant, and it's green or red, so even if you don't understand English, you should have enough common sense to know when you see red, don't try the door. Why do you still try the door like a stupid idiot? It's so annoying.
I agree.
Totally agree.
Yeah, this happens when you're in those porta-johns, right?
Yeah.
And you flip the handle, and it shows red on the outside, and meanwhile it looks like it's, bolted, latched on the inside.
Yep. Right?
But people still pull on them.
Yeah. What happened the other night when we were at the Union game?
Of course.
The little thing was on the door. When you click the little lock,
it
goes red and says occupied, and the green. And I'm in there, and sure enough, the thing is red. I know it because I saw it was red when I was waiting prior to that.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody's in there trying to open the door. I'm like, just use your eyes. Look at it. It's occupied. I'm in here.
Did you say something?
Hey! No, when I walked out, nobody was there. I'll tell you, when I walk out the door, as they're trying to get in there and go.
Oh!
Get out of my pee, Shadu.
Oh!
Now, I don't know if you've ever gone to the bathroom in Europe, but they in the stall.
What?
I've never been in Europe, but if you're in Europe, you're damn sure going to the bathroom.
Yes. Let me continue. In a stall, but you cut me off before I got to it.
No. I don't know. The thing to say there is, I don't know if you guys have ever been to Europe before, but because if you're in Europe, you're going to the bathroom.
All right, let me continue.
Oh, my God.
The stalls in Europe.
I really need a vacation.
Go from the floor to the ceiling. So sometimes when you go to the bathroom, you can see if the legs are in there, right? I was in there
for
probably
privacy.
Like 10 minutes, right?
Yes.
I had probably 10 people try to open up my door because they don't know if anybody's in there.
Uh-huh. But I appreciate the floor-to-ceiling the doorways.
Yeah, but not if every 2 seconds somebody's trying to open the door because nobody knows if they're in there.
Drop it to the flow. Make that ass shake.
Yes. Go ahead. Take it over. You're the boss.
Let's take another live call here. Let's go to Al on the live line. He's on the Fanatic. What's got you riled up today, Al?
Gentlemen.
Yes.
Can we bring back a segment?
What?
Whiner of the Week.
Okay.
Jesus Christ, Jason. Can you stop with the June 7th? If you say June 7th again, I'm going to choke you. What difference is...
Al, come over here. Get over here right now. I want you in studio for the final segment, and I know you can make it.
It's just nuts.
Is it nuts to say we're going to start a search on June 7th and on July 12th? They say we're just focusing on it now. It's only the GM position. It's not like it's the guy who's cleaning the bathroom.
Didn't you say yesterday they were trying to get the Spurs GM and it might...
There's a report that they may be interested in R.C. Buford.
Okay, so maybe that's what the delay is.
No,
what
it
is
was
the
just...
big deal?
Okay, maybe, but when Josh Harris says we're just focusing on that now, I take him at his word like an idiot.
I just want to get out of this building. Come on, baby.
All right. Get out of here. I'm out with you. It's a great call.
I just
call.
Want to be out of this building.
That was a great call by Al.
Great.
I'm, like, riled up and stuff, man. Like, Jason, why do you have to be so mad at me, man? Just calm down, relax. Trust the process, man. I mean, why you gotta be so mean to me? I'm gonna get somebody. Soon I finish smoking this bowl.
Oh, man. Shakedown Street is phenomenal, by the way. It's a beauty. It's got his own theme song.
It does.
When he holds a press conference, he ever does announce a new GM, we got to play that sucker underneath it.
Yeah.
You know, the 28-minute version.
Right.
from Atlanta Stadium back in 76, Harry.
Yeah.
We'll go Walton's Deadhead Collection.
And then we'll finish it with China Cat Sunflower into I Know You Rider.
Wow. All right. Okay.
All right.
I'm in.
Yes.
Oh, man. And we got to get you in.
Maybe Scarlet Begonias into Fire on the Mountain.
Whoa.
All right.
A little bit Wake Me Up in the Morning, dude, to start off the set, the second set after an intermission, Harry.
Yeah, we need an intermission, and then we need space.
Can I get Monkey in the Engineer?
Solo.
Or Friend of the Devil?
Right.
There we go.
That's an acoustic set.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What's got me riled up is all these bozos that call up on a morning show with busted phones that can't talk on the phone. You can barely hear what they're saying. Even a midday show with idiots get on the line and be talking about stuff that's irrelevant. They don't answer the questions. They don't know what they're talking about. And I wish that Mike and Harry and Jason would bring the heat to these bozos.
Okay.
Well, now, how did that get on here? He's taking shots at the morning show.
Well, the listeners and the quality of their phone.
Yeah, it wasn't a shot at the morning show.
Yeah, I got news for you. His phone wasn't that good either.
No, I know. I mean, if you're going to throw stones, you better
have a clear line, right?
Better line.
Well, the funny thing is some people are good at talking on a cell phone and others aren't.
Yes.
I've always said that Anthony, and I'm not talking about on the air, I've always said Anthony's a hard guy to understand on the cell phone.
Oh, yeah?
It always sounds like he's Ace Ventura with his head out the window of the car driving down 90.
I don't know.
There's always a lot of wind.
I don't know that I've ever talked to Anthony on a cell phone.
No. Yeah, he's a difficult guy. I think he goes with the crunk of the neck trying to hold the phone.
Do we have an example of this?
No, I'll see if we can get one. We'll call him on the after the program, all right? And we'll see if we can tape him. All right?
Yes.
Is that fair enough? We got one more? Two more.
Jason, nobody cares about hockey. Even you. You've been back for 2 days from vacation. And you haven't brought up the disgusting signing of the Flyers, the fifth defenseman. Yeah. Nobody cares, not even you.
Okay. Yeah, because I don't care about a depth signing of Michael Folin as a seventh defenseman. They signed a guy that played for the Kings. It's
not
true. Well, we were out the last couple of days.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
I missed that.
Sorry, okay, guy. I don't get wrapped up in the seventh D guy.
Oh, man.
Again, his lack of homework is so apparent.
I love that call, though. That insane laughter that he's bringing now is really good.
Yeah, and I agree with him. Nobody cares about hockey right now. Yeah. They don't.
Okay.
Hey, Jason, Harry. Really enjoying you have Mike Kern in.
the Philadelphia accent just kills me. The next time he's in, you guys got to have him sing karaoke, but have him sing songs with the Days of the Weekend. I suggest that Bay City Rollers classic, S-A-T-U-R-D-E, Night. Saturday Night.
Saturday Night.
It's Saturday Night.
Hey. Hey. Saturday nights. Saturday nights.
That's a great suggestion.
That is a good one.
You could do that song from The Cure, Friday I'm in Love.
Uh-huh. Saturday.
Yes.
Monday's Monday, always
Monday.
Blue.
Monday,
yeah.
Monday.
Yes. Yes.
Monday, Monday.
Tuesday.
Tuesday's gone.
Yeah.
Tuesday's gone with the wind.
Yes.
Or Ruby Tuesday.
Yeah.
Oh, Ruby Tuesday.
610.
That's
3.
Yes.
All right, that is, that's riled up.
Outstanding.
That's
right.
The best riled up we've had in a while.
Oh, my God. Oh. My head's sweating from
wow.
That.
Wow.
That is riled up. It's brought to you by Riley Sales. You riled up, cooled down with the Duquesne AC. From Riley Sales, they supply the HVAC pros that will get the job done right. Hit the riled up line tonight, 610-771-9751.